Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome to another week of Insights into the Parsha, where we try to learn Parshas HaShavua not only to allow us to understand the Parsha better, but hopefully to enhance our Shabbos Kodesh by sharing the words that we learn on the Parsha. In the beginning of the Parsha, this week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas. Take a look, Perek Yotes Posuk Yudalid. Zois ha-toira odom ki yomos ba'oil. Once again, Perek Yotes, Posuk Yudalid, Parshas Chukas. Zois ha-toira odom ki yomos ba'oil. This is where the psukim start to teach us some of the laws of, I shouldn't say in this posuk, these psukim are teaching us the laws of tumah and tahara, purity, somebody who becomes Tamei, how is it that he becomes Tahar? Just a few psukim earlier we mentioned that he should be sprinkled by the ashes of the Paradum on day 3 and day 7. But I want to focus on the words of this pasuk. Zois ha-toira, Adam ki yomos ba'ohel. When a man dies in a tent, so that person now is Tumas Meis, or a Tamei Meis, that corpse, that dead body, gives off Tuma, and if a person or an article of clothing or a utensil or a food item is located under the oihel, the same roof as that human corpse, any one of those four or five items that I just mentioned will contract Tuma as well. There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph. Omer Aleph. Once again, Yevamos Samach Aleph. The Gemara there says, this posuk is true if the corpse is a Jewish corpse. A Jewish corpse has the laws of Tumas Oil applied to it, Tumas Oil being what I taught a moment ago, that the oil serves as a roof. So another person or a food item or a kli or something that's in the oil with the Jewish corpse will now become Tamei as well. However, it does not apply if the corpse is from a non-Jew. A non-Jewish corpse will not have give off spiritual contamination. It does not transmit Tuma. You could take a look at the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph, and the Gemara bases it on the fact that the Pasuk uses the word Adam. Zois ha-toira Adam. Ki yomos ba'ayhel, when a Adam, what's an Adam? An Adam is a man. When a man dies in a tent under the roof, and that word Adam tells us it's referring to only a Jewish corpse, not if the dead body is from a non-Jew. Again, a non-Jewish body will not transmit tumah, spiritual contamination, only Adam, a Jewish corpse. Now, certainly we could appreciate on many levels that the Gemara is teaching us that the word Adam refers specifically to a Jew, not to a non-Jew. For a couple of reasons. Firstly, Adam, we know that in every person, in every Jewish person, there are three shutim, three partners. In every person, there are three partners, father, mother, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. You see that in the letters of Adam. Adam is spelled Aleph, Dalet, Mem. The Aleph is one. That's, of course, a reference to the Shut of the partner that's one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dalet and Mem, the Dam, the blood, the physicality of the body, that comes from your father and your mother. And there's a beautiful gematria to prove that because the numeric value of Dam, Dalet, Mem, is 44. Your father is your Av, your mother is your Aim. What's the gematria of Av, Aleph, Beis? 3. Aim, Aleph, Mem, 41. 41 and 3 is a total of 44. So the Dam, the blood, the physicality, comes from Av and Aim, totaling 44, as does Dam. So that's a very beautiful way to view the word Adam. It refers to a Yid, the three partners within every person, as the letters just indicated. There's certainly another very beautiful proof. There are many words in Lashon HaKodesh to refer to a person. Gever, Ish, Adam, all of the words have a plural. Ish is Anoshim, the plural. Gever, Givarim, the plural. Adam has no plural. Adam has no plural. And Chazal tell us about Klal Yisrael, Atem Kruyim Adam. You, the Jewish nation, you, Klal Yisrael, and only you are called Adam. The rest of the world might be called Ish or Geber, and there's a plural, as we said, Anoshim and Gevarim. The reason why the unique title and appellation is solely reserved for Yid, for Klal Yisrael, that of Adam, Atem Kruyim Adam, is because Adam has no plural. Showing that Klal Yisrael, although we might be many, many millions, we must be one. Adam, Ish Echad, Lev Echad, united. What a beautiful explanation of why there's no plural for the one name that's uniquely reserved for Klal Yisrael, that of Adam. There is no plural, for like the word, we too must be singular and united in our Avodas Hashem. So what we've accomplished so far is to show that the word Adam, like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samachal that we quoted a couple of times tells us, is a reference to only a Jewish corpse. Once again, as the Pasuk says, Adam ki yamos ba'ayhel, there's that word Adam, which we've just decided the last 10 minutes, refers specifically to a Jew. A Jewish corpse will give off tumah, spiritual contamination. A non-Jewish corpse won't. If a person opens up the Gemara in Yevamos and takes a look at Tosfos right there on the Gemara asks the Kasha, the other nations of the world, the Goyim, the non-Jews, are not called Adam? And Tosfos goes on to quote a number of occasions where you find a non-Jew referred to as Ha'adam. So Tosfos is asking, how could the Gemara say, and certainly like the few things that we just said, distinguishing Klal Yisrael as Adam, but you see Tosfos says that the other nations, a non-Jew, is referred to as Ha'adam. So right away, right there, Tosfos on this Gemara quickly distinguishes between the word Adam and Ha'adam. And Tosfos says, Adam, that we've spoken about the last 10 minutes, that's something that's exclusive and unique to only Klal Yisrael, to only a Yid. But Ha'adam, with the hey, that's not exclusive to a Yid. As Tosfos indeed says, there are multiple times that you find that Ha'adam refers to a non-Jew. Now the question is obvious. If you listen to what we just said from Tosfos, you would think it should be just the opposite. Exactly. Heshi, you're 1,000% correct. You would think it should be just the opposite. We always know that when there's a hey before a word, it's referred to as a hey hayudia. It adds a lot of significance. It adds a certain amount of prestige to the word, as if to say, this select one. We refer to Friday approaching Shabbos not as Yom Shishi, Yom HaShishi. The hey before the word adds significance. The hey before the word makes it unusually select and definitive. So then I don't understand. Tosfos is saying the word Adam is exclusive to a Jew. But the word Ha'adam, which seems to be a word of a higher level, a higher echelon, greater significance, that refers to the non-Jew? Wouldn't you think it's just the opposite? It's a mayridika, mayridika kasha. Ibshleima Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, answers and explains such a powerful and such a profound answer. It mamish changes our entire outlook in why we are called Adam. Reb Shlomo Zalman is answering exactly this issue. We're called Adam, yet what seems to be a more selective and more distinguished word, Ha'adam, that refers to a non-Jew, says Reb Shlomo Zalman so beautifully. And in this past week's Perek Shir, we touched upon it, so I'm going to reference it in a few moments as well. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, the word Adam actually has two different meanings. This might sound familiar from this past Shabbos. The word Adam has two different meanings, very different meanings. Etymologically, what the word Adam is rooted in. Sometimes it's a derivative of the word Adame. Adame, like you find the Navi Yeshayah and others telling us, Adame means I will liken myself. Adame, from the word Doime, means to liken myself and to emulate the way of the one who's on most high, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam. A man was created B'Tzelem Elokim in the image of Hashem. We have the ability to elevate ourselves to stratospheric spiritual heights. We could identify ourselves with our Creator, the Ribbono Shel Olam. We seek to emulate His action, His with a capital H. We seek to follow in His ways with a capital H. So the word Adam is from the word Adame. Adame, I liken myself to Hashem, to follow in His ways, to imitate, to replicate, to reflect, and to follow closely what Hashem is telling us. What an exalted definition of the word Adam, Adame. But there's another derivative of the word Adam, and that's probably the one that came to your mind even quicker. What would that be? From the word beautiful. Beautiful, but what? Okay, that's also, but he's suggesting from the word Adama. Adama means the ground, the earth. The word Adam is also derived from the word Adam. Indeed, the ground is where Adam was taken from. It's the source of all mankind. And it's actually the place that everyone's going to find their eternal rest when the physical body is returned to the Adama, to the earth. Now listen to this shock. Listen to how amazing it is. I have the word Adam, which could be a reference either to the word Adame, something so exalted, something so lofty and spiritual, or it could refer to the word Adama, something so mundane, so physical, the earth that we're going to return to, that's teeming with worms and maggots. Two very different definitions, Adam, Adame, Adam, Adama. However, Rabbi Yisrael, Lashon HaKodesh, if you want to take the word Adam as a derivative of the word Adame, to liken ourselves and to follow and emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, that word Adame cannot be preceded with a Hey Hayadia. It cannot be preceded with that definitive, selective, ha! The Hey Hayadia, why? Because Adame, to imitate, is a verb. And you know Diktuk. You know Diktuk. This is basic. A verb cannot be preceded with the definitive Hey, the. That prefix of the Hey is applicable only in conjunction with a noun, as in the word Adama, earth. Oh, it's so beautiful. We ask the question, Klal Yisrael is Adam, but why then does the seemingly more exalted title of Ha'adam refer to a non-Jew? It seems to be backwards. Reb Shlomo Zalman says so beautifully, we are called Adam because Adam is from the word Adame. And Adama means to imitate and to liken ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As a verb, which is what Adama is, to liken myself, to imitate,
That cannot be preceded with the hey, how you deal with the definitive the.
However, when it comes to the word Adama, which is a noun, that prefix of the hey ayadiyah can be with the conjunction of the noun of Adama, earth. So yes, Rabbi Isai, we are called Adam. Adam as in a reference to Adame. It could certainly be, by the way, I should make it clear that our definition of Adam is both of them. We have the definition of Adama, but we also have, and this is the part that's unique for us, this is the part that's solely for us, we are also Adame, and that verb cannot begin with the Hey Hayadiya. The Hey Hayadiya doesn't apply to us. But in reference to the non-Jews, they are called Ha'adam. Why Ha'adam? Because their only definition of the word Adam is from the noun Adama and not the verb Adame. Is that beautiful? Is that mamish, mamish, scintillating and brilliant? The only definition of Adam that applies to the non-Jew is that of Ha'adam. When can you use the definitive the hey hayadiyah? Only if you translate Adam from the derivative of a noun, not a verb. Adama, earth, and not Adama. But Klal Yisrael, Atem Kruyim Adam, you additionally have the distinction. Not only are you Ha'adam, but you're also Adam. That's a level. That's a more exalted level that a non-Jew can't achieve. Because there the derivative of Adam is from Adame, to imitate, to liken, to follow the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there you can't have the prefix of the Hey Hayadiyah because it can't precede the verb. This past Shabbos in Pirkei Avos, we said from the Jibo Dayan so beautifully, perhaps that explains the first Mishnah in Perek Dalet. Ezeo Chacham, Haloi made me call Adam. Ezeo Chacham, Haloi made me call Adam. Literally, it means who's the wise person? The one that learns from everybody. Even if you're 80, you can learn from a 9-year-old. Everybody can learn from somebody. Says the Jibo Dayan so beautifully. Ezehu Chacham, who's a wise person? Haloi made Mikol Adam, the one who learns from every definition of the word Adam. The one who understands Mikol Adam, that both definitions of Adam apply to them and not just one. Ah, what a pshat from the Jibo Dayan. So to tie what the Jibo Dayan said into that which Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Yibadah ben Chaim l'chaim, for a non-Jew, he only has the definition of one Adam, that of Ha'adam, from the word Adama. But we have the ability not only Adama, but to connect on the profound level of Adame. And that's what it means, Ezeu Chacham, what makes us wise, what makes us stand out. Haloi made me call Adam, that both definitions of Adam apply to us. Unlike a non-Jew where the only definition that applies is that of Adama, to us we have the application of the word Adama. Haloi made me call Adam. And I do want to point out and just be myself, note that the Mishnah says, Ezeo Chacham, Haloi made me call Adam. It doesn't say Haloi made me call Ha'adam. You might think, let it say the word Ha'adam. You should learn from everybody and view everybody as that distinguished, selective person. But according to the pshat from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it can't say Ha'adam, because Ha'adam with the prefix of the Hey Ayadiyah, is only for a non-Jew when you translate it as a noun, not as a verb. So the Mishnah says, Ezeo Chacham Haloi made me call Adam, a reference that's exclusive and unique, singular, for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai, that pshat is pile, 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 pile. Now let's turn to the end of the parsha. The way we were defining it is Mikol Adam, from every definition of Adam, meaning to say that a Yid has the ability to connect as both Adama and Adama, where a non-Jew cannot. We're translating it as both definitions of Adam apply to a Yid. Take a look, Perek Chaf Aleph. It's not just that we're going to say this pshat to conclude the shir. I'd like to use a Gemara in the Dharm to tie it into the first pshat. I see some people don't have a chumash, you don't have to worry, we'll just read the words. The psukim tell us in Perek Chaf Aleph, I'm referring specifically to psukim Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and Chaf. Klal Yisrael starts to sing a song, Oz Yashir Yisrael as Ashira Hazayis. And there it speaks about some of the places that we journeyed in the Midbar. It's a number of places we journeyed. Take a look at the end of Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and the beginning of Chaf. Umi Midbar Matana. In the Midbar, we went to a place, Matana. Umi Matana Nachaliel. Hopefully you're looking inside Perek Chaf Aleph, Psukim Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf. From Matana, we went to Nachaliel. Umi Nachaliel Bamois, and that was our next stop and station. Umi Bamois Hagai, that was the next one. That was in the fields of Mayav. There's an extraordinary Gemara on these psukim. If you want to take a look, earlier we quoted Yevamah Samach Aleph, and now we're quoting Nedarim Nunhei Amid Aleph. It's kedai to look up the Gemara. It's an extraordinary Gemara. Nedarim Nunhei Amid Aleph. The Gemara expounds on these words in such a beautiful and novel way. And with your rishus, before concluding this shir, I want to tie the end of the pshat back to what we said from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Let's learn the Gemara together. Reb Yosef said to Rava, I want you to teach me an explanation on these words. What does the pasuk mean? It's referring to the pasuk we just quoted. Umi midbar matana, umi matana nachaliel, umi nachaliel bamos. Literally, it's enumerating the places that Klal Yisrael stopped during their sojourn in the wilderness. We know that in the beginning of Parshas Matos, there are many stops, vayisu, vayachanu, vayachanu, vayisu, vayisu, vayachanu. We had dozens of stops in our sojourn in the wilderness. The problem is, if you take a look in the beginning of Parshas Matos, these names that you're quoting, Matana, Nachaliel, they're not there. They're not there! So how could the pasuk tell me these are the places where we stop during our sojourn in the Midbar in the wilderness? We don't find places with these names listed in the beginning of Parshas Matos. So Rava answered Rabbi Yosef and said, these places are actually a reference to concepts. A concept in how to acquire Torah and live the life of a Torah Yid. Says Rava back to Rabbi Yosef, Kivan, what's the first word? Midbar. Midbar, a wilderness, is always a reference to something that's, of course, humble, but a midbar is open to everyone. Says the Gemara, Kivan sha'oisa adam es atzmai kimidbar. If a person will make himself like a midbar, like a wilderness and a desert, meaning to say, open to everyone, mufkar lakol, teaching everybody Torah. How many times have we said a person shouldn't be selected? A person should try, teach Zikri Harabim, spread the beauty of Torah, spread the beauty of all that Yiddishkeit stands for. When a person will turn himself into a midbar, says the Gemara, Torah nitna loy b'matana. Then Hashem gives you Torah. What was the next word after midbar? Matana. Matana is not the name of a station that we sojourned and stopped.
Matzona means if you turn yourself into a midbar and you give to everyone, you're mukhtar akol, you're there for everybody. Be there for everybody.
Then the gift that you're given is the gift of Torah as a matana. As the Pasuk says, umi midbar matana, from midbar, you then graduate to matana. Torah is a matana for you. V'kivan shenitna lei b'matana, then the Gemara continues and says, this is a Gemara that I'm quoting. We could have given the entire shiur on just this Gemara. Once Torah is now by you as a gift,
after it's a gift, nichalu, the word nachaliel is a makeup of two words. Nachala, a nachala is an inheritance, and the last two letters of nachaliel are the name of Hashem, Aleph and Lamed, Kel. Nichalu Kel. Then Hashem makes it your nachala, your inheritance, shenemar, as it says, umimatono nachaliel. After it's a gift, now it's a nachala, it's an inheritance that Hashem has given you.
Ay, ay, how beautiful. Then the Gemara says, V'kivon shenichalu kel, and now that Hashem has made his Torah your inheritance, oila ligdula, now with Torah as your inheritance, you rise to greatness. Because what does it say the next stop was? Minachaliel bamais. And a bama is, of course, something very high, something of greatness. Then the Gemara says, but don't let that greatness get to you. Im higbia atzmai, if you let that greatness become self-aggrandizement and you become haughty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring you low. Indeed, the next word says, umi bamois hagai, you'll go from a bama, which is so very high, hagai, to a valley. You'll be lowered because you let arrogance and haughtiness get to you. It's hard to believe we just learned such an extraordinary interpretation of the Gemara. Once again, to summarize it in 30 seconds, these are not names of places that we stopped in our sojourn, because if you look in the beginning of Parshas Matos, you don't see these names there. So the Gemara says it's a reference to our association of entrenching Torah within us. Midbar, turn yourself into a midbar. A midbar is hefker lakel. It's there for everyone. Spread the beauty of Torah. Teach everyone. Zikui harabim, like a midbar. If you turn yourself into a midbar, mi midbar matana. Hashem will say, now my Torah is being gifted and given to you. Oh, now it's a gift. Matana nachaliel. Nichalukel, it goes from a gift to a nachala, an inheritance. What happens when Torah is your inheritance? Then it becomes minachaliel bamais, a bama so very high. You've exalted and elevated you and your family and your whole surrounding to a bama, a beautiful and great level. But don't let that greatness get to you, because if God forbid you do, then mi bamos hagai, we drop to a low valley. Ad kan de Gemara and interpreting our psukim. There's a beautiful pshat that we're going to conclude the shir with and then tie it back to the pshat from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The following pshat is from Rav Mordechai Rogel. He says so beautifully, how do you explain the difference after you turn yourself into a midbar, where we said it means you're open to teach everyone Torah? He then says Torah becomes a matana, and after Torah becomes a matana, then it becomes a nachal, an inheritance. What, pray tell, is the difference between a gift and inheritance? So he says so beautifully, a person receives a gift. A gift is certainly, he explains, the two distinct levels of a relationship one has with a gift and one has with an inheritance. A gift is certainly something that you appreciate. A gift is something that makes you feel very good. You're thrilled to receive the gift, and it certainly makes you very happy. But that's not the pshat in an inheritance. An inheritance and a nachala is a much, much deeper concept. In fact, you find by B'nai Salavchad,
They wanted to know, Lomani Gara Shem Avinu, why should our father's name be lost from the family because he had no sons? They weren't asking for a matana. They were talking b'tayras nachala, a right to a piece of property. They wanted that inheritance. They wanted the heritage. They wanted to make sure that their father's spiritual destiny is something that would be perpetuated and transmitted through all the generations. Something that's a nachala, something that's your inheritance, something that's your, that belongs to you, you have a different sense of belonging. You have a different sense of pride. You feel a much deeper connection to it. It's something that I got from my great-great-grandfather who got it originally from Moshe Rabbeinu, and I want to pass it on to my Ur Einikoch Ad Yemos HaMashiach. That's not the sense of pride that you associate with a gift. A gift makes us feel good. A matana may make us feel wonderful. Aber a nachala, a heritage, an inheritance, that's something that Pashut instills within us a sense of pride. It's something that we realize came from Moshe to Yeshua to the Zakenim. That sense of pride was transmitted throughout all the generations until Mashiach comes. He explains that's the way you read the Gemara. First, after a matana, after a midbar, you get Torah as a matana. But the point of a matana is to turn it into a nachala. The point of a gift. Obviously, we don't mean in a literal sense. If somebody gives me a gift, it's not a nachala. The point is vis-a-vis our association, a relationship with Torah. When Torah is first given to you, it's given as a matana. But now you're to entrench it and to bring it into your DNA in such a way that it becomes my nachala. It's my pride. It's my heritage. You know, Rabbi say, when you walk around that way, you feel differently. Shemzachnish, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. This is my nachala. This is not just my matana. Halavai, we should always walk around with that understanding. It's our nachala. It's our heritage. It's a badge of honor. It's not merely a matana. Matana brings it up to the level nachala, and nachala bamos makes us have the greatest sense of pride. Perhaps that answers, there's a very famous Mishnah, two Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, that seem to contradict each other. Actually, one is a pasuk we say every morning, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrasha kilas Yaakov, which implies Torah is clearly a Yerusha, it's a nachala. It's our heritage. It's an inheritance. But there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says you should prepare yourself with words of Torah. She'ein Yerusha lach. It's not your Yerusha. But what do you mean? You just told me Torah tziva lanu Moshe Mayrasha. Is it my Yerusha? Is it not my Yerusha? Is it a nachala? Is it not? The Mishnah and the Pesukim, they seem to contradict each other. According to this pshat, we could explain very beautifully. When the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, prepare yourself and learn Torah, she'ena Yerusha, because it's not a Yerusha, means because you're being beautiful. You hit that out of the park. It means you're being given the Torah when you learn it, and you're being given it not as a Yerusha. It's not a Yerusha. What is it? It's a matana. Ooh, now that it's become a matana, and you start valuing the gift, appreciating the gift, loving the gift, living the gift, breathing the gift. Torah tziva lanu Moshe Mayrasha kehilas Yaakov. That's what turns a matana into a Yerusha.
And to bring the sheer full circle, perhaps we could say, the Gemara says that Rava said to Rabbi Yosef, you have to turn yourself into a midbar. The midbar becomes a matana. The matana becomes a nachala. The nachala becomes a bama. Did anybody gloss over one word that Rava said to Rabbi Yosef? Even before he said to become like a midbar, what did the Gemara Nunhei say? Who should become like a midbar? Says the Gemara in Nedarim, Rava said to Rabbi Yosef, Sha'isa Adam.
An Adam has to make himself into a Midbar. We mamish spent the first half of this year talking about the difference between Adam and Ha-Adam. And according to the Meiridik of Art of Reb Shlomo Zalman, Adam is a much, much higher level than Ha-Adam because it has both definitions, as the Jibo Dayan said, Loimid Mikol Adam. You live with the concept of Adama, and more importantly, you live with the concept of Adame, how great we could become. Oh, Kivon Sha'oisa Adam! Klal Yisrael, you're called Adam, not Ha'adam. Only you have the definition and the appellation of Adam. Only you could achieve. So even before the Gemara begins and tells us to become like a Midbar, the Gemara first says, who are we talking to? Adam. It's the unique gift, Ki lekach toynasati lachem, that was given to Adam Klal Yisrael. Note, Rabbeisai, the first stop on the spiritual journey is a Midbar. The last stop on the spiritual journey is a Bama. Midbar, like a desert, would be the word Adam from Adama, earth. The last stop on the journey, Bama, which is a reference to the greatest, highest spiritual elevation, would be comparable to the word Adam that's derived from Adame. And now you know the rest of the story. We should talk about zoiche to what it says, the Gemara in Edarim, in Adam should start the journey as a Midbar and end as a Bama. Because remember, that's learning Mikol Adam. Midbar, the wilderness, would be comparable to Adama, the earth, and Bama, the highest and loftiest elevation, would be comparable to the definition of Adama. We should always be zeiche to liken ourselves and follow the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, merit the Matana of Torah, but make it our Nachala, make it our Yerusha.